My name is Ayana, and I'm here with my mom.
Hi.
Her name is Rosie, and tonight I will be asking her a few questions for the interview. So, Mom, to start us off, tell me about the person who has had the greatest influence on your life, and what lessons did they teach you?
I would say it would be my mom. She taught me how to be strong and stand up for myself and always be confident, but to always do what's right and stand up for what's right. And yeah.
Have you been in any situations where you had to listen to her advice?
Yeah, I had to. I've always had to listen to her advice because growing up and going through school and then entering like my job, my career path and everything like that, like sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm not qualified for this or I can't do this. But then you have to be confident and you have to be strong and you have to rely on yourself and know your own skills and make sure that you can, you know, fight for what you've learned.
Cool. Next question. Who has been the kindest to you growing up in your lifetime and why? Who's always shown you, like, to always be kind and just has always been nice?
I would say my Aunt Mika showed me that. She was the nicest person to anybody at any time. When we were little kids, she would paint our nails and she would pull out my teeth when they were loose. And she would come to my school and read to my first grade class. Like, ever since the time I was little, she was so nice. She would give you anything. Like, even the time she came over here when I was really sick and she came over and brought us some chili because I was sick, and so she brought everyone dinner, and you told her that you liked her shirt and she gave it to you. Mm-hmm. She's that nice of a person.
Yeah, she was very nice. Okay, next question. Share some of your best childhood memories.
I remember when I was a kid playing outside with my friends and riding our bikes around the block. We would ride around the block over and over and over again and not stop ever. It was super duper fun.
Are you still in contact with those friends?
No.
And you grew up...
Some of them, but not many.
And you grew up with siblings. Did you ever... Were you mostly with your siblings or were you with your neighborhood friends?
Mostly my neighborhood friends. My sister was 4 years younger than me. My brother was 10 years younger than me. So we weren't very close in age. Although now we're the best of friends, but... Growing up, we played mainly with other people, childhood friends.
Nice. Next question. What have you accomplished so far, and what are you most proud of throughout your lifetime?
I would say raising my kids to be hopefully strong, confident, people who can always come to me for help. And never be judged and never to judge others, to kind of include everybody and always listen to somebody else's side of the story because you don't always know someone's situation.
And what's a story that you have that you could give out and something that you've accomplished throughout your lifetime? Like, once, like, let's say, like, 10 years ago, like, you were struggling, and how have you grown from it now, and what have you accomplished?
Oh, I had my first child when I was very, very young, and a lot of people said, you know, that's going to ruin your life, or it's going to not make you successful, or it's going to make you, you know, you're going to make bad choices, or you're never going to be able to raise that child the right way, and I was in high school when I was pregnant with Dylan, and then I actually got my GED when I was 16, and then I started my first year of college, which would have been my senior year of high school. So rather than being behind or dropping out of school or letting things get hard, I tried to get ahead of
the game so that I could be, you know, more successful than people. People expected me to not be successful because I had a child very young. So I wanted to be, you know, an educated young parent because I knew going to college would definitely help me to be successful. And it would be what people didn't expect. So, I mean, it's not always about what people expect, but having a child at a young age was a scary decision.
Mm-hmm. When you would go, was it ever hard for you? Like, did you have most of your tough times growing up and having a child when you were younger?
Most of my tough times? Yeah, I would say it was hard because my friends were all doing teenager things and I was home taking care of a baby, which was really difficult. And so focusing on schoolwork and other things and just having to be home at night taking care of my son was what I focused on. And yeah, just had to be patient and know what I was doing was right for my family.
Nice. Next question. Tell me how you would like other people to remember you. Who's the person you want to be known as?
I want to be known as someone who's strong and confident and always does what's right and always tries to help people who can't stand up for themselves or don't know how to stand up for themselves. When people think of my name, I want them to think of a time where maybe I helped them or I was able to help them get through a tough time or teach them something on how to stand up for themselves or to maybe be there for others as well.
Nice. Do you think that you have an impact on people around you right now, per se?
Do I have, I'm sorry, what?
An impact on those around you right now.
Oh, definitely. At work, I lead a team of 8 people. And they say that they are constantly motivated by my positive energy. we work in retail, so we deal with a lot of people. And you have to have a lot of energy and be excited all the time. And I do that all the time. I like to carry around a very positive attitude because you only get to live one time. And if you sit there and be negative, then you're not going to get very far. And people aren't going to want to be around you. And you're not going to be very exciting to be around. So if you are positive and you always try and get the best outlook on everything, it's going to be easier for people to be around you. And it's also going to help you to never be negative.
Next question. What is something that I've done to make you most proud?
Oh my gosh, I could go on for hours. I don't think we have enough time. No. I have seen great kindness in you. Exactly all the things that I've already listed, I see in you. You're kind to other people. You help other people. You try to teach other people when they don't understand something. You help your sister. You help people that are less fortunate. You always are, you know, you don't ever bully or make fun of anybody that's less fortunate or maybe is disabled or anything like that. You would help that person, and that is the greatest quality ever. Just to see kindness in you makes me most proud.
Nice. Next question. What were you feeling when you found out you were having me? So when you heard the news that you were pregnant, what was going on in your head?
I was so surprised because I only had a son and I really wanted a daughter and I loved your dad so much. And I was so excited because I could do things with girls and we could buy pink things. It was just Dylan and myself and we lived in an apartment and we had only blue stuff in the whole house. Nothing pink. And when I found out I was having you, then it was like, oh my gosh, we can do girl stuff and headbands and dress you up in dresses. I was so excited and so excited to have a daughter that I could share my life with.
Okay, next question. Tell me about your parents.
Well, my father was a hardworking man who was in the army, and he was a Brown Beret, in Vietnam War. And my mom was a real estate agent. And they were not married for very long. So they lived two separate lives. However, they were both very strong and kind people. They always taught me to stick up for myself and be respectful of others and definitely be respectful of elders, but to take care of my little brother and sister and always should be respectful and be kind and treat others how you want to be treated.
Do you think growing up with two separate lives with parents, like one side was your mom, one side was your dad, do you think that impacts you today?
I probably would have liked it better if we would have lived together. I probably would know how to speak Spanish. My dad is Mexican and my mom was Irish. I probably would have learned to speak Spanish. And, you know, I don't know. I'm pretty fine with the way things turned out, but, yeah.
All right, next question. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in South St. Paul, Minnesota. My childhood was great. It was just my mom, my sister, and myself. I was spoiled by all my aunts and uncles. They helped my mom take care of me because she was a single mom. So I saw my dad sometimes, you know, every couple weekends and such. And spent most of the time with my mom. I was the oldest of her kids, and so I helped. When my brother and sister were born, I helped her to take care of them. I always looked out for them, helped to babysit when she was at work.
Next question. What would you like to see me accomplish in my future?
I can't wait to see how much stuff you actually accomplish. I see you going to college and picking a great career path where you're going to help people and just be extremely successful and get married and have a family and live happily ever after. And I can't wait to see that in you.
How many grandkids did you want?
Maybe 10.
10?
Yeah, I'll take 10.
Okay, perfect. I'll give you 10.
I mean, they don't all have to be from you. Dylan and Juliana can give me some too.
All right, next question. Do you remember any songs that you sang to me when I was a baby?
You used to sing songs from movies. We used to sing songs from movies, like one of your favorite movies was Enchanted. So it was about like a half cartoon and half about a princess, like real life.
Oh, I remember that.
So that had a lot of songs and you loved to sing those songs. So you sang them a lot. You also loved Disney princesses. So any songs from any of those movies you loved to sing.
Was I a good singer?
Of course.
Duh.
Of course. So yeah, anything Disney princess you loved.
All right, next question. Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
No matter what kind of technology advances or no matter what kind of scientific breakthroughs there are, no matter how many cool things your cell phone can do, don't ever lose grasp of reality. Don't ever stop being social. Don't ever stop being kind and holding doors open for people. Don't ever stop talking to people. Put the phones down, put the tablets down, put it all down and be social and just get to know one another and be kind and respectful to each other.
Yes, Mom. I love that one.
Yes, Queen. Yes.
That was really good, actually. Next question. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager and what did you do with your money you earned?
Ooh.
I kind of already know this answer.
But. Okay. So my first job was at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I was 14 years old. I made $5.50 an hour. Mm-hmm. I thought I was rich. So my first check was $202.
And I literally went to the Mall of America with my cousin, with my cousin Felicia. I bought two outfits, two CDs, and a pair of shoes. And I thought I was super cool. I was only 14 years old. So having that much money and just having the freedom of buying my own things were amazing. I worked at McDonald's for 2 years. Then I worked at Foot Locker. And I ended up buying millions of pairs of tennis shoes. Then I worked at Bridgman's. I was a server. I like scooped ice cream.
What was your favorite kind of shoe brand when you worked at Foot Locker?
Nike Cross Trainers.
Nike Cross Trainers?
Yeah. I had so many pairs of shoes.
I don't think I have ever heard of that.
You didn't know?
No.
Oh. It was the one right in West St. Paul by Great Moon. I'll take you there someday.
When you were younger, did you have a nickname? And how did you get it?
All right, and so...
does anyone still call you by that nickname?
Well, my my first name is Mary Rose. It's two words. So I've been called a nickname since birth. I go by Rosie. And my middle name is Garvey. So, and my last name is Martinez. So my mom's grandma's name was Mary Garvey. My mom wanted me to be called Rosie, so she named me Mary Rose Garvey. So I've always been Rosie, so I guess I've been a nickname always. Mm-hmm. And if you were to yell Mary Rose or say, hey, Mary Rose, I probably wouldn't answer because I'm not used to that. So yeah. Rosie has just been my name my whole life.
Next question. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I loved going to school, and I'm actually thinking of going back to school because I love learning, and I think that the world has so much great stuff in it. It would be just doing yourself a disservice to ever stop learning.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could ever be a teacher?
I don't think so. Because my patience, I don't really have... I mean, I can be patient, but...
Yeah, I understand that.
Sometimes I'm a little bit aggressive, and I don't want to be aggressive when someone's trying to learn, because that they deserve better than that.
That's what I mean. I relate to that. Okay, next question. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that impacted you in your life while you were growing up.
A teacher or an adult? Mm-hmm. My fifth grade teacher was named Mr. Boitz. B-O-I-T-Z. Mm-hmm. He was so nice. He was the first male teacher that I ever had. But he was so cool. He was nice and he was respectful and he was just a really good guy. And so I just really liked working with him. I liked having him as a teacher, and I'll always remember him.
That's really cool. Next question. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not? And I guess this can kind of relate to you having a kid while you were a teenager.
I probably wouldn't go back because I made my teenage years pretty hard. Would I change anything? No, because I'd have to... I would never not want to have your brother. I don't regret having Dylan. However, I made things a lot more difficult for myself than I needed them to be. So, I wouldn't want to go back.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, with your past, like, that has formed the person you are today. And would you change that for anything?
Absolutely not. Shut the door, honey. I definitely wouldn't. I am very proud of who I am today, and all the decisions I made are what I made, so I can't take them back, and I don't want to.
Nice. This is an interesting one. Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
Probably my grandpa. My grandpa Ralph. He had 7 children. He was a teacher. He was a coach. He was in the war. He did quite a few different things. And he was from Massachusetts. And he met my grandmother. And then they moved here. So I would say my grandpa, because his life goes back the farthest that I can, you know, that I'm aware of. And he's been, you know, through more things than I can imagine.
Do you know why they moved to Minnesota?
I have no idea why anyone would move to Minnesota.
I mean, we could be living a life in Massachusetts right now.
Yeah, but Minnesota is so safe.
I know.
Minnesota is truly the safest place, I think, in the country, and I'm happy to live here.
Yeah. Next question. What are your, since it's the holiday spirit, what are your favorite family holidays and why?
I really love Thanksgiving because I love food and and you get to have your whole family together and you get to eat together and it's just a great time, I think, because it's not about presents mm-hmm. and it's not about really anything but just being together and giving thanks and expressing why you're thankful for what you're thankful for.
All right, jumping into this, tell me about your love life.
Well, I have been in a happy relationship with your dad for a very long time. Yeah. And it's pretty boring.
How did you meet your husband or partner?
We met through a mutual friend back in, maybe, can you hold there for a second? I would say it was like the year, 1999.
Cool.
Yeah.
Tell me about your happiest moments together.
Our happiest moments together have been traveling and, having you and your sister and just kind of watching our family grow together and then watching each other grow as adults and learning and going through things. And you don't start off knowing everything, but you definitely learn as you go. And he's always been a good person to do that with.
Cool. Next question. Thinking of the jobs that you've held, is there one that stands out as your favorite?
Probably just the job I have now. I've been working at T-Mobile for the last 5 years, and I absolutely love working with people, and I love working in sales, and I love helping people with their phones and things like that. Each interaction is different, and I absolutely love it. Also, there's so much room for development, so I started as just a mobile expert where, you know, we're just selling things, whatever, it's fine. And so then I went into several different development programs. Right now I'm a retail associate manager and I should have my own store very soon. So yeah, just a lot of developmental things going on and it's a great company to work for. They teach you based on integrity rather than just sales. So you're not just trying to sell people stuff. They want you to do it the right way, which is the best thing about the company, I think.
It really sounds like you've accomplished a lot. Next question. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be? What did you aspire to be?
When I was a child, I told my mom I wanted to be a McDonald's worker, a taxi cab driver, or a cheerleader. That's what I said when I was a kid. I also, when I was maybe a little older than that, I kind of wanted to be a marine biologist because I really love the ocean. I really love geography. And, yeah. But then I ended up having kids young and didn't do that.
Can you see yourself as a cheerleader or McDonald's worker now?
Absolutely not.
What lessons has working taught you?
Humility, I would say. Try and just being humble. You're never really better than anybody. You're just always at a different path. You know, you're always at a different place than somebody else. So it's never okay to think that you're better than someone or treat somebody that as if they're not as good as you are. Just never judge anybody and never, you never know anyone else's situation.
Mm-hmm. Next question. How did you find your way to your current job/career?
it was a store that I used to go to all the time just because I had issues with my phone and it was a place they were always having fun. So I figured I wanted to be part of that team because it was a really cool environment. The atmosphere was awesome. They were always, you know, having fun and looking happy. And And so I figured it was something that I wanted to do.
And did you just know from the start, like, you wanted to work with people, like, you love social interaction, and it just was something that you were drawn to do?
Absolutely. I used to do a lot of phone jobs, like phone banks and phone sales and things like that, but I really love being around people, and I love interacting with people, because each time you do, it's a different situation. Nothing is ever the same.
Nice. Next question. If you could choose any career, what would you pick and why?
I would keep the career that I'm at right now, because there's so many things for me to grow, or so many ways for me to grow and for my career to develop into kind of whatever field I want it to.
Nice. Next question. If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Oh, that I'm so proud of you, and I love you more than you could ever imagine. And I love watching the young woman that you're becoming.
Nice. Next question. Could you describe one of your happiest memories?
I would say traveling. I really love traveling, and I cannot wait to go to California with you in a couple weeks.
I'm really
couple
excited. Months.
I absolutely can't wait.
Next question. Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that a person that's impacted you has taught you?
It's okay to fail as long as you try. If you try and you fail, then you learn from it, then you learn. But if you don't try and you just live your life in fear, then you never really know if you would have failed or if you would have succeeded. So you absolutely have to try every single time, and you never should not try. Because failing is part of learning and growing.
Very inspirational. And I feel like over my volleyball careers, like, I've definitely failed a few times, but you have just shown me that, like, you only grow from it. And now, like, looking where I am right now, I'm very thankful that you just told me to keep fighting and keep trying it the hardest you can. Next question. If you have ever voted before, what was it like to vote for the first time?
It was great because you really get to see that this country is a democracy, and you get to vote for who you think should win, and you don't have to tell anybody why or who you're voting for. You just get to vote, and it's secretive, and it's very cool, and it really helps to make a change in the country.
Nice. What advice would you give to a first-time voter?
Do your research and get out and vote, and encourage your friends to get out and vote as well.
Very cool. Next question. Do you have any regrets in your lifetime? If so, would you go back and change them?
Just any regrets I would have would be, don't ever not do something because of fear. Don't ever let fear take over. Don't ever let fear win.
Like, let's say we're at Valley Scare and you're afraid of a roller coaster. Never miss out on it.
No. Never miss out on it. Because then you'll never know if you were going to love it or not. Well, just never miss out on it, because you'll never know after that.
Nice. I'm all out of questions.
Okay.
But thank you for letting me interview you. This has been very fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for this opportunity, and I love you so much, and I hope that this has been helpful for you, and if you ever need to do it again, just let me know. You know where I am.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.